Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Katie Brooks. Headspace provides mental health support for 12 to 25-year-olds across Australia. Headspace centres are designed not just for young people, but with them. So no two are the same, with each offering unique services that reflect the needs of their local community. In today's interview, therapeutic youth worker Kim Galluccio joins us to tell us about a very special member of Headspace Mount Gambier in South Australia, Dr. Leopold, the therapy cat. How did you come to have a therapy cat? Where'd that idea come from?
It's been a beautiful idea that's been unfolding for probably about 7 or 8 years. And it started with my work at Uniting Communities as a therapeutic youth worker back then, working with young people and families, working in a house called Ruby's, where young people come to get support and stay connected with their families, basically. And through that relationship with lots of young people and families, we're able to just pick up a pretty strong theme that young people care about animals, they love having animals. Animals are a big part of their family and their life, and they're a really key part of feeling cared about, having something to care for, being grounded and just connected, and just consulting with the young people, just that strong theme of them saying, can we have an animal here at the house, or can we have an animal here at the service? And as professionals, we really want to respect the voice of our clients and as well respect the process of how do we do that in a way that keeps the young people safe, the animal, how do we look after each other as a team around different allergies or different care needs and responsibilities. So it was kind of a hard process to talk with the young people about. We wanted to say yes, but we also realised there's some stuff that we need to do around how do we get this to happen so it's really safe. So just to give you a bit of background, he's 2 years old now and he's a ragdoll cat. Ragdolls don't really mature until they're about 5 years old. They live to about 15 years of age. When they're at full maturity, they are about 10 kilos, so they're quite a big cat in the scheme of things. So working with Doc Leopold, he's still a kitten, even though he looks like a full-grown cat. So he is still learning his way and moving around.
That kind of almost makes sense because I know Headspace, you deal with young people, so it's almost he's at the same stage of life they are, aren't they?
Yes, he is. And I think that makes him really great to work with around having those conversations. And he has anxiety or panic attacks as well. He's a normal cat as well as a trained cat. Recognising he's still a kitten, he's developed quite a few skills so far around his interactions with people. He does high fives, he rolls on command, he knows how to shake his little paw. So he's got some ways that he feels comfortable and confident to interact with people, but he also then will have, you know, a bit of a panic attack if a workman comes in, for example, in high-vis gear or some jackets and rustling. He'll get scared, and that's a way as well that we can identify with where our clients are at with life and the things that happen around us and how get that sensation of anxiety or fear, or and we can link that into our sessions with young people, which is a really rewarding part of having him around.
You mentioned that he's been trained to do things like the high five. So what kind of things have been done to train him so that he can do this role?
At the moment, it's me learning, researching how to train animals and applying those techniques and working with him as I have time to be able to let that develop. Over time, you know, especially when he sort of hits that more maturity level of 5 years, will be where I'll be more seriously assessing where to from here. I'm going to get some sort of accreditation or registration, or for me to get more qualifications in working with animals. So for now, we're taking him seriously and setting things up for success and recognising he's still a kitten and taking care with that process as we head towards him becoming more mature.
It's kind of an ongoing thing. You've got a plan for it.
Going on from how it sort of started as sort of like a seed, and it's sort of, we've cared for that seed and it's germinated, unfolded, and now we've got a cat at our service, and we've been really thorough to work through processes and procedures around checking in with our staff if anyone's got allergies on the day that the cat comes in, looking at ways that we keep Doc Leopold when there's extra staff around or different clients in, just considering the needs of the service and what's happening on a day-to-day basis. So there'll be certain days that he'll come in and then other days where it's not suitable.
How does he interact with people when he's at the Headspace office?
Yep.
How does that incorporate into whatever else they're getting help with there?
Yes, great question. One of his key roles is depending on the client, so we don't do it with every person that walks in the door, but there'll be certain young people that we will welcome and, you know, bring him out the front when they come in the doors and help ease that sense of anxiety and build a more sense of calm and relaxed. And we know that happens because as we observe body language, we can see and we understand how scary it can be coming to the service for the first time and you're thinking what's going to go on, who's around, what's happening. And then to see Dr. Leopold, it just kind of melts away all that sort of fear, and you see a person's face change to a smile and relaxed, and it just brings that sort of sense of normality and connection to life. And he's quite humorous sometimes as well, and that delight of seeing him do a little high five. So a key role, welcoming, creating a sense of calm, having a buffer to sort of come in and bring your attention in onto him rather than all the stuff that's sort of happening around you, can be a nice little buffer as well.
So is he a normal pet cat when not in the office? Is that how it works?
He's probably not normal. He's quite an interesting little character.
Yeah? Well, so, tell me about him.
I don't know how to answer that. Well, at the moment, he's sitting near my desk in our office here, just sleeping like a kind of a fluffy mat, just pretty chilled out. But then there's different times where, depending on what's happening, on how he'll be.
How have other staff members reacted to having this cat around as they go about doing their work?
He's been here since he's been quite small. So now over the last 2 years, the staff have got quite a strong relationship with him and have journeyed with him in that process of integrating him as part of the team. Staff members help look out for him. They often come over and will just take a little mini break and give him a little pat or have a bit of a laugh when he's in the middle of the office rolling around, just staring up at the ceiling with his big blue eyes and his big fluffy winter coat.
Aww.
It's sort of quite amusing, and it's nice to break up the day. And a lot of the team members at different times have said it's actually a nice little moment to just reset or just feel that nice sense of being in the company of an animal. Added warmth to our team, and you know, some of our work can be complex and difficult at times, so it's nice to have that fluffy team member that you can just give a cuddle to at times.
Yeah, and I imagine that's kind of what a lot of your clients get out of it as well, don't they?
Yeah, it's very sweet. He's got quite a strong relationship with some clients that he's known for a while now, and they really look forward to him coming and being here when they get here.
Yeah, I imagine that it's probably a lot less stressful for them coming there if it's like, oh, there's the cat to play with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we can't underestimate the power of that. It helps with that emotional regulation and finding that sense of ground, then moving forward from there and having that sort of common reference point and knowing that there's others with similar values as well. We have Doc Leopold come in when we have a group, and that can be really a nice way to ease into the group, knowing that he's in the group as well and that others value animals as well. And so that might be the only sort of common ground that they have to start with, but from there can be sort of explored of connecting with other young people.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the thing. It's like, oh, look at the funny thing the cat's doing, and that reduces tension and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, because he has many different kind of personality traits. He can be quite comical, he can be very serious, he can be grumpy, he can be playful, he can be sweet, which is nice to work with too, very different from possibly working with, say, a dog as an assistance animal. Their traits are very different.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is that what I thought was particularly interesting about your story is it's a cat, whereas most people think about assistance animals being dogs. So that's something interesting and unusual.
Yeah, I think it's really good to recognise the difference in working with a cat in that therapeutic session. It can be quite triggering. As an example, we know that cats can snob people. They're quite confident and they do their own thing when they want and how they want. Dr. Leopold is learning skills in therapy so that he eventually will, you know, sit on clients' laps, learn those kind of tricks. But he's also still always going to be a cat in the sense that someone will walk up to him to pat him and he'll walk away. And that can be triggering for emotions of sort of feeling like, oh, am I good enough? Or, oh, that feels horrible. So as a clinician, to then be able to work in a safe manner where it's a safe environment to talk about those difficult thoughts, feelings and emotions in a way then to support the client to use mindfulness or grounding to then regulate and then to work out what's important and to move forward in life. So it's quite a unique opportunity working with a cat in that way. The other factors of working with a cat is mostly we associate cats with being quite curious, which is a great theme to work with in therapy as well, being curious about our experiences and what's happening in life and then exploring ways to accept those things that we can often exclude as too difficult and then work towards moving forward in life.
That's a really interesting way of thinking about dealing with rejection and all that sort of thing. Have the professional staff there found that they have learnt things by having this cat there and working with their clients and the cat?
Thinking as we continue to implement practices for him to be at the centre doing individual work and work with groups, that we'll be seeing more of that. I've done small bits of work with small groups of young people and mindfulness and how you can really utilise him in the session with something that's meaningful, playful, therapeutic and valuable for what's important to clients. Mm-hmm. Dr. Russ Harris does acceptance and commitment therapy. So a lot of that model is helpful as we work with Dr. Leopold and clients. So it comes back to mindfulness, acceptance, diffusion, parts of acceptance and commitment therapy. If people want to look that up, it's a really great way to work with people and for ourselves as clinicians as well. Working with Dr. Leopold in those group environments, it makes it a lot of fun as well. So I want to keep building that, and it's only really limited by my sort of time and energy to put that into practice apart from the work that I already do. So step by step, we'll head in that direction. And yeah, it's exciting to think about what we could do if we have the time and energy to invest in that.
So obviously he has his own moods, but do you think he enjoys being sociable? Because some cats are sociable, some are not. Like, people are some are sociable, some are not.
Yeah.
So you think he enjoys the experience of coming into the office and doing this kind of work?
Yeah, I love that you've asked that question because that's important to me too. Like, I don't want him just to be, like, working and that it's not actually part of something that he enjoys as well. And what I've noticed is that when he has been in a bit of a routine of coming to work and then there's a day that he's not due to come to work, I'll notice him waiting at the door at home ready to go. And I've noticed him sort of then getting a bit grumpy if he's not going, or just a little sort of body language things that he does that indicate, no, he's very social and does fit in with his ragdoll characteristics. They are a cat that loves to be around people, even though they're not always sitting on your lap or purring around your feet. They're just a little bit more like dog's traits to some degree around just wanting to hang out with humans.
Is there any particular significance to the name of Doc Leopold?
Doc Leopold is a bit spontaneous in a way. When he was a kitten and first started coming to work and us exploring what that looked like, we decided to make up a Facebook page for him. And so our team members kind of got together and before I knew it, they decided Doc Leopold and put up his picture, and it just kind of stuck and it just seemed to work. So obviously he's doesn't have a doctorate or anything like that. He's a cat.
Yes.
But it just gives him that nice sense of fun title, and it's playful, which is really good for therapy as well. And we have a lot of fun with that, you know, saying to clients, would you like to see Dr. Leopold? He's waiting for you now, and things like that. And it's just really lovely. And the clients use that as well, and they affectionately call him Doc, which is beautiful.
So you mentioned having a Facebook page there. Is that something that listeners, if they were interested, could follow if we provided a link?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, invitation to follow him and be a part of that journey together would be great. He's also on Instagram as well.
Thank you for agreeing to be on Animates and tell our listeners all about Dr. Leopold and all his great work.
Thank you very much for having myself and Dr. Leopold here next to me. All the very best. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. That was Kim Galluccio, therapeutic youth worker at Headspace Mount Gambier, speaking about therapy cat Doc Leopold. And if you know any young people between 12 and 25 who are experiencing mental health difficulties, we strongly urge them to contact Headspace through their website, www.headspace.org.au. They may not be able to give everyone access to a therapy cat, but they have many other programs which can help. That's www.headspace.org.au. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH in Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Katie Brooks. Additional readings were by Elaine Jontek and research by Joseph Schwanzer. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.